Hello and welcome to Press TV's Top 5. I'm Marzia Hashemi. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, has called on all Iraqi groups and ethnicities to preserve their national unity in a bid to foil the plots of ill wishers. Ayatollah Khamenei warned that some regional and Western countries try to undermine Iraq's independence by meddling in the Arab countries' internal affairs. He added that these nations also seek to disturb regional peace. Iran's leader made the remarks at a meeting with visiting Iraqi President Barham Saleh in Tehran. Ayatollah Khamenei also called for the expansion of bilateral ties between the two countries. The Iraqi president, for his part, hailed Iran's anti-terror efforts in his country. Saleh said Iraqis will never forget the Islamic Republic's help in the fight against Takfiri terrorists. Crossing over to London, joined by Catherine Shachtam, researcher at Bayan Center for Planning and Studies. Catherine, good to have you with us. Well, your take on this visit and the importance of the Iraqi president and his entourage and seeing and getting advice from the leader of the Islamic Revolution.
I think it's very interesting on the part of Iraq. I think there's definitely an affirmation of Iraq's sovereignty in terms of how it should conduct its affairs and its foreign affairs in this case, where it's actually making a stand against Washington in this case, which is I would not say surprising, but it's a little bit different than what we have heard for example from the previous administrations in Iraq. So I think it's a good thing. There's a good development here, where Iraq is actually affirming its determination to keep maintaining, actually developing bilateral ties with Iran, which actually makes sense from a pure geopolitical standpoint. Iraq needs Iran and vice versa, and it makes sense to have good relationship with a very powerful neighbor, Iran. And economically it makes sense as well. The two countries would benefit greatly from greater collaboration. So I think it's interesting to see that Iraq is actually quite determined to stand in a position to Washington's call for further sanctions and isolation of Iran, because I think it understands maybe more than other countries, what U.S. sanctions can do to a country in terms of disappearing a country's sovereignty and right to choose. I think this is what we're talking about here, is that, any one country's ability to actually stand on its own term and determine how it wants to conduct its commercial and political affairs in opposition to some wishes from Western capitals, in particular Washington, to actually set the tone, the narrative, and dictate what it is that country should do and will do. So I think it's a good step forward in terms of asserting independence, and actually affirming one country's sovereignty in the way that, it wants to form in its future.
And looking at it, because we have seen, especially over the last couple of years, more and more attacks actually trying to make sure that Baghdad and Tehran actually do not have the close relationship that was talked about today. Also, looking at what many countries, not only some in the region, but also those in the West, why is it so important for them that Tehran and Baghdad become distant, or even become more distant than actually we're seeing that they've been warming up? But of course, there have been many plans to make sure that the opposite occur.
It's a little bit complicating. I think we need to go back in history a little bit in the 1950s and 60s when pan-Arabism was actually formulated by the likes of, Jamal Abdel Nasser in Egypt, whereas the rise of what I would call the Sunni bloc was very much rooted in Arab identity. And so there was this idea that, the Persian bloc, the Shia, was actually trying to defeat, isolate, and actually disappear the Sunni world. And I think that this is how a lot of those countries, Egypt, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, define and asserted their power in opposition of Iran and against Shia. And so the fear was, of course, because Iraq is majority Shia, it posed a little bit of a difficulty in trying to identify, or define what Iraq should be. Is it an Arab country? Does it belong to the Sunni bloc, or does it belong to Shia, Islam, and Iran by association? That was the idea that was being floated. And I think that Imam Khomeini in 1979 actually defeated this and actually asserted the fact that there was, yes, Iran was Shia, But what he wanted was a certain Islamic identity, and that there was space for every denomination within Islam, and other denomination for that matter altogether. It didn't matter. It was more about asserting certain principles of freedom of expression and religion and so on, than, you know, asserting any one particular faith over another. It kind of transcended politics and religion, and I think there was a great deal of fear in that Iran is a superpower, Iraq is a superpower. Should the two combine, it is very likely that the likes of Saudi Arabia and whatever claim they had on the Islamic world and onto the Arab world, including Turkey, would actually be defeated, and that's the fear. You know, for 15 centuries, I think that the Sunni have had this idea that should they bully Shia, the Shia world, and, you know, the Shia would actually bow down and disappear whatever wishes they have or whatever political aspirations they have, and they kind of get used to it. So I think that now there's a shift in power. And it's not a shift that is taking place in violence. It has more to do, again, with empowerment and the fact that every single person has the right to express a political view and opinion and see that view recognized, across the field. I think it has to do with the fact that they were basically used to control the narrative and tell people what to do all the time, and this is changing. And they're very, very scared. For the first time, Iraq, you know, has risen, as the Shia, I would say, political identity, and it's leading Iraq, and it should too, because it's a majority. So I think there's a great fear because things have changed. The way that power is being distributed now has greatly changed, and I think that people are now slowly transcending and leaving behind this idea of Sunni Shia divide. That it doesn't matter anymore, and you know, this whole idea of Arab identity doesn't matter anymore either. So there's fear, again, from Saudi Arabia, Turkey, Egypt, Jordan, that whatever claim on power they had and however they defined their identity within that power is actually disappearing. And for them, it's actually an existential issue, because how would they redefine themselves? Can they redefine themselves? Can they reinvent themselves? They don't know how. Iran is actually moving forward. Iraq is moving forward. It scares them.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us. Catherine Shakdam, researcher, Al Bayan Center for Planning and Studies out of London.